Thank you for downloading this episode of the Nerdball Podcast. I'm your faithful host, Lorenzo. I sit in my basement as always. At some point, it'd be nice to be in the studio again or somebody's office again, but it's not in the cards right now. So I'm enjoying myself down here. Maybe you all are trying to really zoom in to see what's on my shelves back there. If you want to know, maybe I can do a TikTok and we can really go in depth. But if you want to know that, hit me up on social medias. Hit the Nerdball Podcast at gmail.com. Keep subscribing, liking, sharing everything, post about your favorite episode, all that kind of good stuff. I appreciate you all. This is, you all make this podcast keep going and make me want to keep doing them. Those TikToks have been flying off the shelves, like I said, previous episodes. So hopefully you guys are enjoying those. It is cool to see, like, I don't know, obviously a good TikTok is hundreds of thousands and millions of views, but when I get like almost 1,000 views, like, it's pretty cool. And I get 50 likes out of it. I enjoy it. And it feels like I'm doing something good and followers every once in a while. So check us out everywhere. Search the Nerdball Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. It was I talked to some basketball players from Perrysburg High School. They were great young ladies. It was a great conversation. Again, hope you enjoy it. Thanks for always listening.
Hi, I'm Haley Griggs.
Hi, I'm Chloe Kilbride.
Hi, I'm Addie Byrne. And
this is the Nerdball Podcast.
Is the Nerdball Podcast with Lorenzo Melcher.
Well, thank you all for coming on the podcast today. I know it's early. I don't know if you have to. Do you have to set your alarms for to wake up this early?
I did.
Yeah.
All of you did.
Just in case.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I've only known you. Well, I've known Chloe, I feel like, for longer because I coached her brothers. And Chloe, just so you know, your parents have always said you were the most athletic from the time you were small to now. They said, Chloe, like, as good as Nick and Aiden are, Chloe's the most athletic one. So there was high hopes for you right from the beginning.
I don't know. Nick's pretty athletic. Aiden is too.
But he's all right. Aiden's the worst out of all of you. So,
yeah.
What I normally ask everyone when they come on is what is something you nerd out about, something you're super into, a hobby, something that gets you away from, like, you know, you're all in school, you all play sports. So what do you do to, like, just wind down? And, you know, if it's watch a particular TV show, do you certain hobbies you have? Do you like to read, any of that kind of stuff? Haley, we'll start with you.
I do a lot with, like, lifting and stuff, but I think, like, my wind down area is, like, I'm really big into my faith. So, like,
okay,
it's like reading the Bible and, like, going to church and stuff is kind of how I, like, wind down, like, or I get my day started, or how I wind down in the night.
Is that harder to do if you're in public school? Because I went to Catholic school from kindergarten to eighth grade, and it was, as we did it every day. So I didn't know if that is it harder for you, or you have to make more of a point to do it?
I guess it would be a little bit harder because I kind of have to do it on my own, but, like, okay. I don't know if it's really, like, that big of a difference. Just, like, I don't do it in school.
Have you gone to public schools, or did you go to, like, St. Rose or any Catholic schools or anything?
No, I've always gone to public schools.
Oh, okay. So I would imagine that started with your parent influence, and then you kind of just kept going with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe, what about you?
Like Haley said, I am into lifting too. But I love art. I don't do it a whole lot, but I was in a painting class last year, so that was super fun. Yeah, I just love being creative and, like, drawing, painting, stuff like that, or just, like, listening to music. So
what I did see, I think your mom, like, shared a post from a while ago when you made a Valentine's box out of Cavs stadium.
Yeah, wow, my forehead was so big. That was a great picture, but that was fun. That was a really good Valentine's Day box. I won, like, I don't even, I think I won, like, out of everyone, but that was
like second grade.
What
was that, second grade?
No, I think it was, like, fourth grade.
All I took out of that was my forehead was really
big. It was so big. Oh, my God. But
that's, yeah, right. I'm not going to talk about anybody's forehead. So, Art, so you say you don't do a lot of it, but it's is there a certain kind of thing, like painting, drawing, or do you just like doing anything?
I would say, like, painting the most. But yeah, I mean, I just don't do a whole lot of it because, like, I get on my phone a lot and stuff like that. But like, yeah, I like to do watercolor. Yeah.
All right. Addie, what about you? What do you use to wind down?
For me, probably just like alone time. Really like doing anything. Like going for walks, or like if it's like nice outside, maybe like a bike ride or something like that. But and usually I'll listen to music as well.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I mean, really just like everything. Yeah. I guess it just depends on like the mood and like how I'm feeling. But
I feel like everyone listens to a lot of rap, hip hop, R&B.
Yeah.
Is that mostly what all of you listen to, or is it like the same thing? Like I listen to everything too, but I don't like country music. I'll get away with that.
Oh yeah, I don't like country music.
I like country music. It's not like my top. Well, actually, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot recently, but like, I love rap, R&B, just like, yeah, everything.
I like country.
Do you really? I don't know. I just never got into it. I had an older brother, who was into rap music, so I listened to a lot of that. And then when I moved to Perrysburg, all my friends were into, like, I don't know if you guys know what emo music is. It's I don't even know if there's any bands that are newer now, but it's like a lot of screaming, not like all screaming, but like some screaming, singing. It's real, they're real good lyrics. When I'm 16, I'm just listening to the song, and now that I'm almost 40, I listen to these lyrics, I go, man, these are really good. And I'm 16 year old, probably shouldn't have been listening to these lyrics, just because like they're pretty bad. But emo is like, it stands for emotional. Like when you see kids wearing like eyeliner, not that I was wearing eyeliner, but that's what they associate emo music with.
Yeah.
But I listened to that 20 years ago, and I still listen to that. But country was just never my thing. I don't know. I can't imagine like trying to work out to country music. I don't know if it works very well.
Yeah. Like sometimes I usually listen to rap when I'm working out, but like sometimes I'll listen to like sad, not sad, but like slow songs. Sometimes I like it. Like, I don't know. But yeah.
Country music when I work out.
Say it again.
I listen to country music when I work out.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, like I said, it just doesn't do anything for me in general. So I guess it wouldn't do that for lifting either. You mentioned lifting and working out, walking, that kind of stuff. Are there something that like makes you enjoy that? Like, do you have influences that, or is it just like, hey, you started working out one day, you're like, this is kind of fun, and you just kind of keep doing it?
I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, it's kind of fun, but then also just like knowing that like I'm working towards like my main goal of like being my best that I can. I feel like that kind of gets me motivated to work out.
Yeah, for sure. I like knowing that I'm like staying in shape and just getting stronger. Yeah, and it's fun too. I mean, like sometimes it's like hard, obviously, but like once you're done with the workout too, it just feels so good and stuff like that. And I love running most times, and like doing the Stairmaster and stuff like that. So that's, and sweating, like sweating just feels so good. So yeah.
The Stairmaster is so hard.
Yeah.
I was at
Planet Fitness. But it feels
good. Yeah, I was at Planet Fitness one time, and I was like, I never did it before. This was a couple years ago, and I got on there. I was like, I cannot do this. I am not at this level right now.
Yeah, it's difficult. But
yeah. Addie, when you mentioned going for walks, do you like going to parks or any of that kind of stuff, or you just walk around your neighborhood?
Probably just like around my neighborhood, but yeah, parks too. Just really whatever I'm feeling.
Yeah, I just I mentioned that because I work for a park system. It's a Lucas County park system, so there's none in Perrysburg. But there's a lot of cool parks in Perrysburg that I used to go to just when I was in high school. Me and my buddies would go hang out and stuff. But if you haven't, any of you, go check out, especially along the river. I'm sure you have, but it's really cool to just, I don't know what it is to me. Like, I just like being real close to the river, even though I hate water and I can't swim very well. It's cool to look at. I just don't want to be in it. So,
yeah.
So you all obviously you all play basketball, and that's kind of how I know you for the most part. And you've all played, you all started like playing on a varsity young, you know, freshmen, sophomores. How is that, or how was that when you first started? Because I would imagine it's a little, I don't know, intimidating at first. But I would assume it moves along pretty well. Chloe, we'll start with you. Like, when you were playing a lot, you know, like what is that feeling, or what do you feel like?
At first, I was a little intimidated. I didn't know what like the upperclassmen would feel like as like us three, me, Haley, and Ayla, playing like in kind of not their spot, but like kind of because like we were freshmen, they were seniors or whatever. But I mean, they ended up being super welcoming and everything, so it went really well. So yeah.
Haley, what about you?
I feel like it's a little bit intimidating just like coming in as freshman and not really knowing what to expect, let alone like being on a varsity team like right away. But I think that the upperclassmen were really good about it instead of being like bratty, which they kind of like they fully could have been, but instead they were like welcoming and like didn't really like give us a hard time about it, I guess. So that was good.
I would imagine too, if you were obviously you're good enough to be on varsity, but then getting the playing time and doing well, that probably went a lot into it for them, for the seniors saying like, okay, well they're here and they're contributing, so they got to be part of this team as well.
Yeah.
Addie, you are you the same grade as Chloe and Haley?
No, I'm a sophomore.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so you are have a big role now too on the varsity. So as a sophomore coming into, this a group of a varsity group that's pretty young to begin with, but how did you feel like making a jump from, you really didn't play freshman, so you played JV and then going up to varsity?
I think just like using them, especially like Chloe, Haley, and Ayla, because they've been playing since they were freshmen on varsity. So just using them for like help and like kind of realizing that like the things that like I was like feeling and stuff weren't just like me. They kind of went through the same thing when they were freshmen. So just using them and yeah.
I think that's very, I'm glad you said that, because it is a thing where no matter if it's basketball, a sport, a school, whatever, if you're feeling a certain feeling, you're not the only one. And to be able to find
Right.
someone in this reason or in this particular instance and basketball team to understand what you're going through, it makes it a lot easier and better for just team chemistry in general.
Right.
You've all been playing together for so long. Your team chemistry, it really stands out, because like I know you've all been playing together since, or most of you freshman, sophomore, and now you guys are growing up on this varsity. Do you feel that or how much do you think that's going to help you as you guys start to playoffs next week?
I think it'll help us a lot, especially because like what we've already faced like this year, like just with the team in itself. So I think that kind of brought us a little bit closer and we were like, all right, like this is what we got and let's like go after it, I feel like.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, I just feel like we have like an underlying chemistry. Yeah. Like we just all get along and our energy is just great, like coming into every game, I feel like. So, and it's just getting better. Especially like from the beginning of the season to now, it's grown throughout each game. So, yeah.
Yeah, I felt that like going into that Anthony Wayne game. First of all, can you is your I know for football, our biggest rival is Anthony Wayne. I don't know if you feel that way as well for basketball, but can you be upset because you guys lost and that's it sucks. And maybe this is after the season, just like understand like how good other teams are or how good other players are. And I think more than when I played, everyone is more not necessarily friendly, but they know more about each other because of social media. Does that make it harder or easier to play some of these other girls, especially Anthony Wayne? Addie, we'll start with you.
I mean, I think it does. I don't know how much social media impacts like competition or whatever, but I think it is like for me at least, I grew up playing against or like playing with or against a lot of the Anthony Wayne girls this year. So I kind of do know like a little bit about all of them, but I think it's still like every time we play Anthony Wayne, we know that it's going to be like a hard game and like we're gonna compete with them. Like, so I don't think like, Yeah, we lost, but I think we also like proved to ourselves after that game that we could like compete with them, and like the first time that we played them wasn't really like our best and like what we could have done.
Chloe, same question. So when you're growing up, just like Addie mentioned, that's a good point, Addie. Like because of AAU and all these other, basketball leagues you can get into, you're playing with a bunch of girls from other schools. Especially, I don't know a lot about basketball. I've only been coaching for a couple years. So as far as knowing the other girls on the other teams, I just know the ones that stand out. And obviously the Bender sisters stand out. Like playing th with them and then against them, how does that affect you going into these games?
Yeah, so I've never, well, I have played with one of the girls from Anthony Wayne, Sophie, like she's the little point guard. But everyone else I haven't played. I've only played against. But I mean, yeah, I don't know too much about them like outside of basketball. But yeah, I mean, every time I see the Benders, I'm kind of just like they're our rivals, honestly. So I mean, I'm not like I don't really talk to them or whatever, but yeah, I mean, definitely Sophie I played with, super nice, but yeah, I don't
Haley, what about you?
know. Yeah, so I played with Sophie too, and then I played with the Benders in eighth grade a little bit. So I feel like that kind of, I don't know if it really has an impact, but you're kind of going in the game and you're like, all right, I'm gonna play the Benders, like let's get after it kind of thing. But I don't know if social media has that big of an impact. I feel like you kind of know who you're playing a little bit more, but like you just don't really like know them, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I
Yeah, I
feel like
would have,
it's same.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I would think, I had a best friend when I played at Perrysburg. He played for Maumee. We were best friends growing up all through grade school, and then we both moved, and I didn't even think about it to the point where we went up against each other about four or five plays, and I had no idea. So I can imagine how you all feel, where maybe right at the beginning, but as soon as tip off hits, you're just playing basketball, and it's whoever is you're guarding. Haley, you kind of mentioned it a little bit without saying anything, and I'm not gonna say any names, but when your team changes, let's say through the season, players may get hurt or players may leave or players may whatever. How I would imagine it's a big rallying cry for the rest of your team, like, all right, well, this thing happened or so and so got hurt or this person left. But how is that, like, do you speak of it or you just know? Is there just a feeling that, hey, this is what's happening right now, Haley?
We speaked of it like at first a little bit, but kind of we were like, all right, we can talk about it for like a day or two. And then we were like, okay, like now that like we know what's going on, let's kind of get after it and be better than we were before. So I feel like instead of it like driving us apart and like causing problems on the team, we were like, okay, let's come together and like be the best that we can. And I think that since then, like we've been better, honestly. Like the team has just been way closer and like we're playing more as a team, I feel like now. And just winning games.
Yeah, shortly after that happened, there was it seemed like you guys were playing your best basketball, and to be playing your best basketball now is obviously the most important. You want to be rolling along, heading into the state tournament here. Your decision or the team's decision to move on from this, was that a Coach Sims thing? Like, all right, we can talk about it for a little bit and then we're out here, or did the team just decide like, hey, this is what's happening, Chloe?
Yeah, we just decided like we didn't want to really talk about it that much because that would just not help us at all, you know? I mean, yeah, we talked about it, but like we kind of just moved forward and adjusted to the situation. So yeah, I mean, we've just been playing well together, so yeah.
How is it for playing for Coach Sims? I played for him when I was in high school, and he's an old dude, and so he's been coaching for a really long time. And he's had to adapt, obviously, over the decades of coaching different people. Addie, how do you like playing for Coach Sims?
I mean, I like playing for him. Like at the beginning of the season, I think he is a little intimidating. But once you get to know him, he's like a really just nice like guy. But he can like I think a lot of people see, like, that come to our games, like him yelling.
Yeah.
But I think I think he's more than like what a lot of people see, like when we come, like when they go to games and stuff.
He is one of when the football coaches are sitting around, he is one of the funniest guys too. He's so quick-witted. Now you might not see that because he's just coaching basketball, but when we're just sitting around, he is a really funny guy, and I think that's a part that not a lot of people see. Maybe even you all, like, you don't see that part because I don't know, maybe he doesn't feel like it's appropriate or not, but he is a funny guy, but he is intense. And you're right. I don't, obviously I don't watch your practices, so I can't see that interaction. But when you go to games, you see him, moving around, stomping feet, being a basketball coach out there. Chloe, what about you? How is it like, this is your third season now playing for Coach Sims.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. He is a funny person. He just says like some random stuff, and he has like specific like vocabulary that he says. Like he says like sort of, kinda, and what else does he say?
Yes,
He always says that, and then like what else does he say? I don't know. He just has like funny things that he says, and it's like, oh yeah, that definitely makes sense. But I don't know. Yeah, he definitely is intimidating, I would say. Like not. Like I don't think he's intimidating, but like I could definitely see, like when we practice with the freshmen, I could definitely see where they would be like, oh shoot, like he just like screams sometimes, but or a lot, but like I mean, yeah, he's tough, but it's like coming from the right place, and you just gotta take it. It's not personal,
Yeah.
so.
Haley, you play for with Coach Sims and DeMar's. You play for two pretty intense coaches. And Addie, I thought it was funny when you mentioned that he's intense. I go, man, you played a whole season under DeMar's. He's pretty intense too. But Haley, having both these men in your life, coaching you, is as intense as they are, they are both really, really good coaches. And how does the I would imagine getting through that intenseness first to realize, like, all right, this guy knows these guys knows what they are talking about. How did obviously playing freshman, starting for both of them, like, how has that progressed over the years?
Yeah, I feel like they're both definitely intimidating just because they're loud people, I feel like, especially like during games and stuff. But I think, especially like being a junior now, like I kind of know what they're already gonna say. Whoa. But like, so just like knowing kind of what to do and then like trusting their plan for the game and kind of stuff. And just like working on like the younger players too. So like, if I already know kind of what Sims is gonna say, like trying to say that to somebody younger, like, 'cause it's coming from me instead of Sims. So seeing if it'll get there in a different way. But yeah, I think they're both really good coaches. And then just like playing under them and getting to know them a little bit more outside of the sport is super fun.
I keep going back to you, Chloe, saying kind of, sort of, because he says that all the time. Even when I'm asking him about a play or something on football, he's like, yeah, when he grabs the ball, he kind of, sort of goes this way, and it's good.
Like you kind of had this girl, sort of. Like he'll like
Oh, yes, that's a
sort
good.
of. Yeah, I don't know what else he's. I'm trying to think of what else he says, but he has like some words that he always says. I don't
Always
know.
fill in the blank questions too.
The
You have to like
what?
fill in the blank.
Oh yeah, he always like
Like
says something and then he's like if there's like something you have to say, like fill in the blank. Yeah.
He's
But
teaching. He's teaching basketball out there.
yeah.
Haley, you made a good point, and it's something I really like as a coach. As a coach, when I'm coaching somebody and telling them X, Y, or Z, and then a couple of weeks later, I have to explain to somebody else, but they're already getting it from somebody I coached. It's because it's that means whatever I told them is setting in for them. And then you're right. I think coming from somebody else, coming from a player, it might m mean a little bit more or sink in a little bit. And it's good that you pick up on that to try to help it. And I'm sure it's they're real simple conversations sometimes. It's like, hey, when you're the five and we run black, you're supposed to be doing this or coming up or doing whatever, and it's, it just happened last week with our head coach was going to explain something and noticed that one of the freshman girls already explained it to the other one. It was like, oh, that's perfect. It makes our jobs easier, and we know what we're saying is sinking in, because believe it or not, we don't always think that. When we tell players things, it's we get a lot of looks where it's just like, I don't think you know what I'm saying. So it's good when that happens. As this unfortunately this podcast was going to go out I think it'll go out in a few weeks. But as you look forward to the playoffs, and do you pay attention at all to your bracket, or is it just game by game? Chloe, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, we look ahead. I mean, so we have, I wouldn't say easy, but I mean, the next couple of games are pretty.
It's Southview Clay, I believe.
Yeah. So we're prepared for that, obviously, but we kind of look ahead towards like the farther down the road matchups, and so we're definitely ready for like the district mm-hmm. semis, district finals. So. Yeah.
Hey, Haley, what about you? What do you take a look at that big picture? I'm assuming it's a combination of, here's our game, and then what else do we have down the road?
Yeah, I feel like it is a combination, but I feel like we're kind of working every single day, like, towards the end goal. So working towards that, like, Fremont or that Wayne game, and kind of just knowing, like, okay, this is what we're working towards, and then we got to get through these games first to get there, I feel like.
And Addie, this is your first year being on a varsity, going through a tournament run. What is something your I don't know if there's any expectations for you, not necessarily just like personally, but for the team, or like how are you going about this, since this is your first time going through it?
I mean, I think you just have to treat it like it's like a game, like a regular game. Obviously it's like survive in advance. And I think like we all know that. But I think it's just like you can't think too much about it, because then you'll probably like get in your head about it. But I think it's just like going game by game and just like getting that win and then moving on to the next.
Yeah, it's it can be very easy to look past opponents, but just to understand, you know, it sounds like all of you do understand, like, all right, here's this first game, we got to get through this. It looks like we can, but we still got to focus on it a little bit. And I'm sure your coaches don't let you get away with, you know, hey, we still have this game first, and then we got those other games, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of tournaments, do you all have favorite college basketball teams?
I would say Michigan, but I don't. Well, first of all, the men, oof, they're rough. But I don't know. I kind of just like this year, I've been like just like turning on random games and watching it. Like, yeah. Honestly, like I don't really watch like a specific team. I've just been like turning on random games. So, and I mean, Iowa is always fun to watch, Caitlin Clark. But yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't asked specifically about her, but I feel like that's such a cliche question at this point, but it's kind of a big deal, right? She's mm-hmm. kind of a big deal. She just broke the women's scoring record, could possibly break the all-time, the men's scoring record too. Addie, I'll ask you, like, do you have a favorite college basketball team? And like, do you feel the same way as Chloe? And I'm sure Haley, like just like watching Caitlin Clark as well.
Yeah, my favorite team would probably be Ohio State. Just cause we're big Ohio State family, but I think it is just cool watching Caitlin play and seeing what she does, because like you see all like the highlights and stuff, but like watching her play a game is like pretty cool. I think women's basketball this year has been really good. Like South Carolina's obviously good, they've been good for a long time, but like UConn isn't like I feel like there's more teams, and like we're starting to see more upsets and just like I don't know about higher level basketball, but just like I feel like it's just better this year.
There is. I always feel like just growing up, the women's tournament was a lot easier to pick than the men's tournament, as far as like, all right, well, you can probably put all number one seeds in the final four for women's, just
right.
But now you're right. There is more parity between all the teams, and better chances for, you know, ones to get upset earlier in a tournament. Haley, do you have a favorite basketball team?
Kind of, but like my dad is obsessed with Caitlin Clark, so I'm always hearing about it and then watching it. It's always on. But I've always liked UConn. Like growing up, like me and my dad and my sisters always watched UConn, just because Gino's such a good coach, and he's just like always had good.
You're right.
I can't see you guys.
Oh no. Well.
Oh, wait, maybe people don't think this. Okay, hold on. I'm on my mom's computer. There, I got it.
Okay.
I'm on my mom's computer and there's a FaceTime and you guys went away and I was like, but yeah, UConn kind of just because Gino's a good coach, so I just enjoy watching them even though they're down a ton this year.
What I you know what I just assumed they're good because they were always good. What's their record? Or
I have no idea, but yeah, I feel like they were just like the top team like for a long time, and then like other teams just kind of like filtered in, and
they had a ton of injuries.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned South Carolina. They've been good for a while. Zach Cook from Rogers High School in Toledo went there, which I thought was a big deal. I remember my dad, I grew up right down the street from Rogers High School when I was in grade school. And I thought it was like a huge deal to see that kind of stuff and Rogers winning state championships. And I geek out about that kind of stuff. And I was so excited. She came to my park and I was able to meet her and take a picture with her and talk to her and stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool. But I also found out even though I'm almost 40, I really enjoy famous people. And I don't know why, and I don't mean like, need to like say hi to him. If I just like see him and walk by, I'm like, all right, that was pretty cool. You know, I don't know if it's a, I don't know if just everyone feels that same way or what, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm just in the minority on that, but just a general question. How do you feel about famous people? Like if someone was, let's say whoever was the most famous in your life was in Perrysburg, would you try to go and see if you could find this person?
I definitely would. Yeah. I love first of all, I love like pop culture. Love like celebrities. I mean, like, yeah, I think it's really cool, but I've never really seen a famous person in person. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I've been to like an NBA game, but I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I would definitely like try to find them for sure. I remember, I don't know, we were trying to find a celebrity that was like somewhere, I don't know, we were like trying to like walk around and find them. I don't know, but
see, I feel like that would be me.
Yeah.
I feel like I would definitely try to go see them if they were in Perrysburg.
Yeah.
Just because, like, well, I'm here too, so why not? Mm-hmm.
Addie, what about you?
I don't know. I
feel like you wouldn't. I don't know why. But
yeah. I feel like I wouldn't either. Like, okay, let's say you do find them and then you, like, get a picture or whatever. Like, then what? Like,
what's the picture?
I guess you met them. But I don't know. I don't see the big, deal, but, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't explain it. I met a big heavyweight boxer one time that they did a big press conference. They were on ESPN. It was at my park also. And so I wanted to go and check it out. It was a really cool thing. And I got a picture with him and talked to him again after the event. But yeah, maybe it's because I can luck out in these situations, but I think I would be with Chloe and Haley. I would probably try to track this person down. But you're right. Like after that, you're like, bye. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Post the picture. Yeah. I want to talk about Caitlin Clark again. I remember when they played last year. Were they in the national championship or just Final Four? I can't remember.
They made it to the national championship, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, because I was watching that with some family. We were in Texas at the time watching it. But that's kind of when, like, obviously I heard of her through the tournament and all that kind of stuff, but I never really sat down to watch the game, and that's kind of my first time watching it. But you're right. Like, it's just to watch her play basketball is really cool. And I think to bring a name like that, it brings people to women's sports in general, like especially obviously college basketball. But you're all women and you're all playing sports. How do you feel like the scope, and it might be too big of a question, but that's just the scope of like women's sports and either how they're treated or how they, you know, are paid differently or whatever. Do you guys take any of that into mind when you're out there playing a sport, having, you know, other little kids watch you, you know, little girls watch you play a sport? Does any of that come into your mind at all, Haley?
I feel like not really like at this level, but I feel like at the college level, it's definitely like apparent of like the difference between like men and like women a little bit, like, especially just like, I remember, I think it was either last year or 2 years ago, like the difference of like the hotel room or like the practice area,
the weight room.
Yeah. Like it was just like way different and like stuff like that. But I feel like there's definitely more attention, especially like, well, I pay attention a lot to softball, but there's been a lot of like media and like television, like just a ton of stuff for like softball, like more like
Attention.
yeah, more attention towards it.
Yeah. Chloe, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with Haley. Like, I don't really think about it at this level. I mean, like, definitely. I think about like the little kids, like in junior jackets or whatever. We're definitely like setting an example for them. And like when we do, the little girls camp in the summer and stuff like that. But I definitely think, the view on women's sports has grown, the past couple of years. And yeah, especially since Caitlin Clark, like I feel like everyone's talking about her. Like everyone I've heard, like all over the news, you know, stuff like that. So it's definitely becoming a broader topic, like women's sports. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Addie, how do you feel? Again, this is kind of the same thing, but more towards the fact of like at one point you were a little girl in the stands watching other girls play basketball, and now the stands are full when you're playing basketball. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I think it is cool. Like even just yesterday, I worked like I did the scoreboard for junior jackets, and like it was like the championship day, and like just thinking back to when I played, and like even just the girls at the scores table were like the big girls, or like the high school, like the cool girls. It's kind of cool. And like yeah, like Chloe said, like doing the camp every year in the summer. I remember doing that every year, and I thought it was really cool. And now being that person, like the older girls, like I just like yeah, I think we just need to like set the like we need to be good role models for them, because they're gonna be in our position at some point.
Yeah, I know. My daughter's never gonna play basketball. She just, I try to get her to play. She's probably gonna be 6 foot tall, but she just does not want to do it. But what she does love to do is she loves going to the camp every summer. She wants to do that all the time, and she always comes back. And she likes going to the games, and we'll be at the playoff games, and she'll point out somebody who goes, "Oh, I think she was my coach at the camp," and like so she's all in, and she likes it. She just doesn't want to play, and I don't know what that is, but I don't know. I try to get her to play that or volleyball, softball, all that stuff. Another cool thing, Haley, when we had all the travel girls, were at I think it was the Anthony Wayne game last year, and one thing I noticed, A, it was an awesome game, but B, one of the teams was doing softball cheers, and then your whole dugout started doing it. I thought that was so cool, and I know the girls really loved it.
Yeah, that was super fun.
That is the one thing. I've been coaching a travel. This is my second year coaching a travel softball team, and those cheers. Sometimes I need to. I will tell the bench, not right now.
Yeah.
It's too much. Or certain ones that where they're screaming and yelling. There's certain ones I can deal with, but is that even in high school? Is that still like you guys do all those and say all those cheers?
Don't do like the same ones, but like we kind of have to just to have like the energy kind of thing,
Yeah.
especially against like Anthony Wayne and Springfield. It just helps with like momentum and like thinking of your team instead of like who you're playing kind of thing. But it definitely becomes a lot.
Oh,
Like,
they
especially.
have a cheer for everything. Hit a foul ball, here's a cheer. Strike,
Right.
here's a cheer. Oh, a ball that's high, here's a strike, or here's another cheer. Like,
Yeah.
okay, let's calm it down a little bit. I'm usually pretty good. Once they start saying stuff against, like, at the other team, is when I shut it down pretty. I was like, all right, we can cheer for our team. Let's not cheer against the other team here. I know we're trying to beat them, but we have other things we got to work on. Do any of you? Obviously, Haley plays. I know basketball and softball. Do Chloe and Addie, do you play any other sports?
I don't. I used to run cross country in middle school. But and then I tried like volleyball. I did lacrosse for a year. But I mean like basketball is year round for me, so like I don't really need to do another sport, and I like to focus on like I like to be able to like have a little bit of time off, like and do my own thing, like lift,
Yeah.
train, stuff like that. So
Maddie, what about you?
Yeah, I used to play soccer, but I quit like during COVID. So like I think I was in 6th or 7th grade. But yeah, now I play basketball and it's all year for me too.
All right. That's a obviously that's something newer within the past probably 10 years when I say newer, but when I was growing up, there was really no travel sports. There was, but not really. There was AAU, but it wasn't big, but it's just blown up over these years. And where people can, kids can focus on one thing or do one thing. And do you wish you would do anything else, or you guys are happy and good and content, and you'll either play basketball, or in Addie's case, walk, or Chloe, you'll play basketball or paint? Is that you guys good with? I'm just asking because it's hard sometimes for me. It's hard to understand playing one sport all year round, where I would like the football players to do more than one thing. And for football, it's a little easier because there isn't a year round football. But what's the mindset for you? Because it's a lot of dedication to do that year round.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely would be cool to do a different sport. I don't know what I would do though. I mean, like I've tried everything and I don't know if I loved anything else or like, I don't know, but, I mean, I keep myself busy though. Like I love running. I'm kind of doing like another sport, not really, but like I run, lift, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing. So
good. Good. Go ahead, Addie.
I think it can get repetitive. Like at some point you kind of, at least for me, like I kind of want a break, but I think it is like, especially during summer, like doing different sports, but not like competitive. So like you go play volleyball with your friends or like something like that, like just, or like playing soccer, whatever. But like, I think that is like being able to play sports, but not like competitive. I think that is like also helps, because I just play one sport.
Yeah, I want to join like a volleyball league, like sand volleyball. That'd be so fun. Yeah, volleyball's pretty fun.
Yeah, we had I'm glad to see a boys volleyball team at the high school now, because we had one when I was in school years ago. But yeah, volleyball is fun. It's a lot harder than people think. I think,
mm-hmm.
People think it looks easy, but it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Do any of you play video games?
Mm-mm.
None at all.
No.
Just not like. Was there ever a time when you played, or just nothing?
No. I've never played.
I'm surprised. Well, Chloe, I'm surprised because I'm sure your brothers play, I thought that at some point you would want to be in with them, but. Haley, I just know you have one older sister. Do you have any other siblings?
I have another older sister, so I have two sisters.
Oh, so you're the youngest. Okay. So did they didn't play video games either?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Addie, what about you? Where do you fall in line with? Do you have any siblings?
I just have one older sister.
Okay. All right, so you're all babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at that. All right. Well, video games is such a big part. And in fact, there are more, a lot of the freshman basketball players play video games. We were talking about playing Fortnite and stuff, but interesting. And another thing I find interesting, I think you're all in different spots in you're all obviously similar ages, but you're all in different spots in the recruiting part of sports. Haley, you decided where you're going to go play softball. Chloe, you're still, I see you're traveling, looking at different schools, attending different basketball games, that kind of stuff. Addie, you're a year younger, so I'm assuming that stuff hasn't hit yet. But Addie, we'll start with you. Do you have aspirations? I'm assuming you have aspirations to play college basketball.
Yeah, I do. I've actually gone back and forth. And it's not a decision that I need to make right now because I still have time. But I think right now it's just about playing like for fun and like enjoying the game. And then I think this season for AAU is going to be big because I'm going to like go into my junior year for travel basketball. But I think it's just about enjoying it. And then whatever happens, happens. But
do you even know if you want to go to college, or is that like, do you have it for certain for that either?
Yeah, I want to go to college, and I think I do want to play college basketball, but
Well, you make a good point. You do have plenty of time. I know some people know exactly what they want to do, right, you know, from the time they're 14, you know, but, and some people don't, which is fine. You know, I think it's important to explore all your options. And if college is your thing and you still don't know what you want to do, maybe there's, you know, if you're not playing a sport, there's different avenues to keep it less expensive. If it's, you know, I went to a community college and, you know, just some of that stuff to lessen the blow as you're trying to learn, like, okay, who am I and what do I want to do? Do you have any thoughts on career or where you want to live or if you want to get out of here?
No, I have not thought about college or about anything like that.
Good. That's, I think there's too, sometimes can be too much pressure on kids, especially 15, 16, 17 year olds to immediately know what they want to do. It is very refreshing to hear that. As much as it might scare your parents, it is very refreshing to me to hear you say, I don't really know. And I don't really care because I'm having fun right now. So that's good. Good to you. Chloe, what about you? You've been visiting different colleges and checking things out. Where are you at in this process? And are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm definitely like, I know where I'm going to go. And I'm close to making that decision.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, I mean, the recruiting process has been pretty cool. Division II is definitely, like, where I'm at. And I realized that after, like, probably, like, coming into my freshman year, I was like, oh, I want to play Division I. That would be so cool. But, like, for me, that would be so cool to say. But I don't know. Like, I feel like Division II is the right spot for me. So, yeah, but it's definitely scary to make a decision for, like, the next 4 years, you know? And like moving away. So
did any of, like, you deciding, like, hey, Division II is where I'm at, did any of that come from your brother? Because your brother played Division I football, didn't play a lot, super dedicated, was all about it. But I didn't know if that played into your plan to be like, all right, well, my older brother wanted to play D1, he got there, he played for 4 years, 5 years, COVID, but I, you know, I went a different path. Did any of that come into your mind?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, I made a decision for how I felt, but also, like, he definitely did give me advice and, like, just me watching him too, like, it didn't go how he wanted it to. And he definitely told me he, like, regretted not looking at Division II. Like, he said he kind of just wanted to say he went Division I, not just say it, but, like, he wanted to go Division I just to, like, have that title, kind of, you know. So, like, yeah, that definitely helped me a little bit when he talked to me about it, like, make a decision for you and make sure you're choosing the right spot for you, not just to say you went somewhere, you know.
Well even though, you know, he didn't get a lot of playing time, like, it is still, like, a very small percentage of people not only play college sports but play Division I sports, and he was there for 5 years and was on the team and, you know, had to work hard and be dedicated and everything. So it is, you know, a big accomplishment to do that, but it's good to hear, you know, him giving you advice and helping you out there, because it is hard to do. And, you know, as someone, I went through a little bit of recruiting, it is a difficult thing to do. And, you know, I had parents that never went through it and didn't understand how these things worked. And, you know, they helped as much as they could, but it is a hard thing. And especially, you know, I ended up not playing football in college, but when you have to make a decision, it does feel terrifying because, you know, is this the right thing for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And speaking of decisions, Haley, you have made a decision. You're going to Florida State. I, you know, as my fascination with famous people, it is cool to know someone that's just been going around the country, like, seeing these awesome colleges and getting to, you know, visit these campuses. And, you know, I noticed you went to Oregon and, you know, obviously Florida State. How's your recruiting process been in softball?
Yeah, so softball is a little bit different, I feel like. So our, like, when you can talk to them is September 1st of your junior year. So, like, September 1st hit and then, like, everybody contacted. And it was just, like, it was definitely overwhelming, but it was kind of cool to just see, like, my hard work pay off, kind of, and, like, finally see, like, what I have and what my options kind of are. So I feel like it's definitely, like, a cool thing. And just, like, throughout the recruiting process, just, like, continuing to love the game instead of getting too caught up in the fact of, like, the recruiting process and stuff, and just continuing to, like, travel and, like, play with my teammates is super fun.
Yeah. To just be able to, growing up, Oregon was a big deal. When I was in high school, because they were with Phil Knight and Nike, like for us high school students, like, man, Oregon's awesome. Seeing every locker have a TV in it and like all these things in the football locker room. And, you know, now everything's so leveled out. Like it isn't like you can go to all these Division I big time schools and there's a lot of things that are pretty much the same. And now, which is probably good because now you're basing the decision on the actual playing of that sport or the coach that you're talking to, or, you know, other things than like, hey, what kind of shoes am I going to get out of this deal? You know, like there's a lot of cool things, but what made your decision? Like what made you decide to go to Florida State?
Yeah. So Oregon definitely did have all the bells and whistles with like having that Phil Knight connection. And like the campus was beautiful and every facility you walk into is the most modern place you've ever been to. And just stuff like that, but it really came down to like what I wanted and how I wanted the like family aspect. So Florida State has a really good culture and they have really good coaches that like harp on their culture, so I felt like that was the place for me, and like I love their campus and stuff like that. So
was there any thought at all on playing at Pitt?
No.
I was just curious. I didn't know because of your sister. You know, I just didn't know like if that was like a cool thing that you guys talked about when you were little or what. But
no, it's cold. I really wanted to go warm too, and Oregon was just, it was cold when I was there too, kind of. So I was like, I want to be in Florida.
Well, good. It's you know, I'm sure it was, again, it was a hard decision and something to be proud of, that your hard work did pay off. And you know, for Chloe and Addie, same thing. Like you, no matter if you decide to play sports or not play sports, like, it is a big deal to go through 4 years of high school playing a sport and all this AAU stuff. And, the, you know, regardless, again, if you're doing some sort of sport in college, picking a college and finding what you want to do, like all these things are important, but they're also not to be rushed. And I think you all know that. And, you know, I'm sure your parents are behind all of you with the decisions you have made or will be making. But it is a big deal, but it also sounds like you guys are all enjoying the moment, which is good too, because it is very easy to think ahead sometimes and what could be and not understanding what's happening right now. So I appreciate you all for coming on the podcast. Haley, you can tell my favorite tight end that I said hello. He's one of my, I told him and his parents, he's one of my favorite football players I've ever coached, and I'm excited that I get one more year with him. So again, thank you all for coming on the podcast. This was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. It was a treat for me to talk to you all.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Chloe Kilbride, Addie Byrne, and Haley Griggs for coming on the podcast today. They were great. It was great hearing their, obviously about Coach Sims, who I played for and coach with right now, just playing basketball, team changes, team chemistry, competing against sometimes friends, sometimes teammates from other AAU teams, just, and then the recruiting process on how, you know, they're all in different stages, so it was cool to see all that. But it was a great time, and I appreciate all of them for coming on the podcast. I appreciate all of you listeners and watchers of the podcast for always doing so. Please continue to download, share, subscribe, everything you see from coming out from the Nerdball podcast. And the Nerdball podcast Gmail that was a weird sentence. The nerdballpodcast@gmail.com is the email address. So hit me up there if you want to be on, or if you know someone that would be a good guest. Yeah, that's it. As always, thanks to Real JP Multimedia, Cuttlefish Graphics, Perrysburg Junior High STEM Lab, and Big Daddy Graphics for always helping out the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.